Orphan Annie needed Daddy Warbucks to see her through emergencies. And in Russia, Annie is the agency for news and information. And yes, they need a rich uncle right now, too. This is Alex Randall from the Commonwealth of Independent States. You already know TASS as the voice of the former Soviet Union. For decades, TASS has been the only source of news from this bleak end of the world. It still has a massive building and hundreds of reporters, although recent events have left them dispirited and directionless. But today, around the corner from the famous TASS news agency, there's an altogether different sort of news agency. In a tiny Moscow basement apartment, a small group of newspaper reporters are reporting the news they get from correspondents all over Russia. What almost seems like a toy news agency is, in fact, the most important development in the freedom of information in recent Russian history. The staff of Annie use home-style phone answering machines to record bulletins from correspondents, and they use their computers to transcribe the news in a continuous process running 24 hours a day. They edit the bulletins into a daily report and send it to news services around the world. Annie may be small, but it's no joke. Their daily news is read by editors at the Washington Post, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, and others. Annie is the most reliable news service in this country. They're like a nascent Associated Press without the heavy tools and massive staff. It's ironic that Annie lost their lease on their tiny office a few months back. Desperate without an office, they published the news on the fly, but never missed a day's report. Help came from the mayor of Moscow, even though he'd been the subject of numerous critical reports from the reporters. He liked his town's first free press and is a strong believer in free speech. He intervened to help them find a new home. This is still a country where an important bureaucrat can help in a tough moment, but the staff of Annie has not been swayed by their help from the top. They do their duty in the name of freedom, and they continue to publish the news, good or bad, positive or critical. What Annie needs is painfully simple: more answering machines, more word processing computers, and batteries for the tape recorders. One wonders if the sale of United Press International to Pat Robertson in the United States for $7 million was as important to maintaining the freedom of the press as a couple of primitive computers would be to the Association for News and Information, Annie. There is no freedom without the freedom to present the news, and the modest staff in a basement in Moscow is ample proof that freedom of the press requires little more than hard-working, dedicated staff and the most basic news technology. The story is repeated over and over in cities in this region. In Kiev, the capital of the new free nation of Ukraine, the people who write and report the news operate with technology and facilities that would make an American news reporter cringe. In basements and crowded apartments, they run their precious few computers 24 hours a day. In one place, it's a Macintosh Plus that publishes the daily news. In another, it's an XT and an AT that set the text for offset presses to print the news. Even the newspaper that was the government's official organ that has set out on an independent line is still saddled with technology from the past. The Evening Kiev newspaper prints half its daily paper with early laser jet printers, the other half with hot lead linotype. It's like a page from the presses of Gutenberg, but they're determined to make free press survive. How much more could be done with just a few more computers? They call computers the bricks of democracy here, and even old ones are put to the fullest use in the name of freedom of speech. This is Alex Randall, reporting from Moscow, Russia, and Kiev, Ukraine, for the Voice of America.